BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
This is Scott Mills. It's just me and Chris here. Hello.
Lads.
Lads. Becky's not very well at the moment, so she is off. Bit ill. So that means no new Becky Raps, sadly. I know a lot of you were looking forward to us coming back to this time slot just so you can get your daily dose of Becky Raps. It's not happening this week because she's off. Oh, rubbish. Who's going to make the podcast now every day?
Oh, God, yeah, good point.
This is the point where we realise that Becky actually does everything important.
What about health and safety? Who's doing that?
I'll take that on if you want. Oh. I'll get a high-vis jacket and a clipboard and tell everyone that can hear me that I am able to do first aid.
Yeah.
Which she does like to mention a lot.
She actually does everything?
I'm the only first aider in the building. Yeah, but she does do a lot. You have a go at making the podcast. I can't do that.
I don't think it's a good idea.
It's either you or me, and I've only just realised that there's a reply to all button on emails. So it's probably best that it's you. I think we should release an album of the best Becky Raps, like Becky Aid. And
yes.
Then she could go private.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
If we're quick. So every time she gets ill, straight in.
Mm.
How long does it take royalties to come through?
I think like a couple of years, doesn't it?
Oh, does it? Well, maybe for next time. But yeah, it's not a bad idea doing a, you know, best of Becky Raps album, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Jerome.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you?
I'm just in uni at the moment.
What are you saying, Jerome? What are you saying in your text?
Basically, I wanted to listen to Becky's Raps again.
I know, she's not here, though. What do we do?
I've got no idea. I was desperate, actually.
I know. I mean, it's been a while now. It's been, what, a whole week?
I know, yeah. I can remember listening to the one she did about Will Smith one, Miami.
That was awesome.
Classic.
That was the Friday before
I
went away.
Will Smith's like my idol, so when I heard her singing that song, I was amazed. I was literally amazed. I wanted to hear that again.
Would you buy a Becky Raps album, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
You see, we need to get this out there as soon as possible.
Definitely, definitely. I'll be one of the first few people to buy it.
This is good as well because I will make money on the voiceover.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bonus.
Yeah, everyone's a winner, I think.
Why can't I do the voiceover? Why has it got to be you?
Because I think that I have more experience. That's what I'm saying.
But I've never been tested out.
Okay, do you want to be tested out?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. All right, Jerome, I'm sorry Becky's not here. I'm sorry for the lack of Becky Raps, but it's good to note that you would buy the album if it became available.
Yeah, I definitely would do.
Out now.
She's back soon because I really want to listen to some of those raps.
All right. Love you, bye.
All right, bye.
No, love you, but bye. All right. So,
are we doing this?
Do you want to do it?
What do I say?
Just make it up.
All right.
You seem to be so confident about it.
You got music?
Yeah, got music, yeah. All right, here he is.
In the shops now, Becky Raps, the album.
Party rocker, foot showstopper, more shampoo, number one club popper, got a hangover like too much vodka, can't see me with 10 binoculars.
Basically, it's my mate Becky rapping. It's weird, because no one knows why she does it, but some people really seem to like it. I quite like this one.
I was in the 212 on the uptown. You know what's upper, don't you? Word to who made you? I'm a rude. What are you made up of?
My mate really likes this one.
Swimming around with a microphone with a rock on steady. Yes, the dynamics know me, are they all tickled on? But in the never out of the dance, and they say, where you come from?
Becky Raps, the album. Out now if you're into that kind of thing.
It's Becky. Listen.
Okay, there's a few points there. You can't just say, my mate really likes this one. No one cares about that.
No?
No. And you can't be like, it's weird, I don't really know why she does it, but people seem to like it.
No, but it's more
It's got
honest.
To be hard sell.
No. It's about being blunt and honest about
It's got
these
to
things.
Be like...
People like honesty.
You need to be like, more excitement as well.
Really? You heard it on Radio 1. Now, buy the album. That.
Nah, you see, I don't believe people voice. Like you when you do that on the TV.
You don't believe me when
no.
I'm saying that LMFAO is an incredible album?
No, because it just sounds like you're obviously been paid to be excited. It's false
That's
fun.
Nonsense.
Whereas mine's honest.
It is.
If I don't like it, I say, and then people, you know, make their own opinions on it.
That is a great album, sorry for party rocking. I can't believe you didn't believe me.
You weren't being sincere.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, my friend Chris here has been on about his hair for a while. Ooh, I can't do anything with it. You're turning into me. And you want to have it cut again, don't you?
Well, yeah, you're encouraging me to grow it out. Said that I could do more with it.
That didn't really work for you.
Wow.
I tell you what, I know what you're thinking when you're growing it out. You're thinking, I could do Harry Styles. But that's not going to work for you because your hair is not curly.
Well, no, I've realised. Because I always used to have my hair really short, like two.
Yeah.
And it was great. You said I should grow it out and...
Well, I just thought there might be more that you can do with it. Like, can you think of anybody that you'd like to have hair like? What cut do you want it like?
I'm thinking maybe Hugh Grant.
Yes,
that would kind of go along with what everyone's saying at
completely
the moment.
Complete the look for you.
And get a job as a lookalike then, can't I?
Yeah, your face is like him. If you had like floppy hair like him, that'd be awesome.
Mm.
What you need to do is do what I did when I was a child and take a picture of a celebrity. And I took a picture in to the hairdresser of Philip Schofield and said, can you...
So how have you ended up with what... Do you still do that?
No, not so much now.
You got the wrong colour.
But just say, can I have a picture? Here's a picture. Can you make me look like this?
Yeah. Well, so I've taken a picture of Hugh?
Oh, no, or anyone. Just think of a celebrity whose hair you really like.
Right. Okay. All right.
And here's my idea. If I pay... for your haircut, will you let me choose the celebrity whose
no,
hair
of course not.
Is going to be like?
Are you having... No,
oh,
we're not
on.
Doing this.
Please.
No.
Go on, please.
No.
Yeah, make my day.
No, because you're not going to choose someone you think might actually suit my hair.
Okay,
well... You know what's going to happen here. I'm going to get Dominic Littlewood or someone like that, aren't I? No, this isn't happening. I don't know why we're talking about it.
That's annoying because I've already printed out my picture of Anne
Robinson.
No,
we're not doing
this. I haven't.
Definitely not.
Okay, listen, let's open it out. 8 9 9 9.
No.
Which celebrity do you think Chris should take a picture of into the hairdresser and say, can I have that, please? And we could do this now. Because there's
a
hairdresser.
We can do this now.
Well, there's a hairdresser right near Radio 1 and they didn't look busy. Because I checked earlier.
Oh, we're so, not... Lads, come on.
Lads. I'll open it out there. It's not going to be me necessarily choosing it. It'll be the listeners. Do you remember, like, my friend Gary, who changed his surname because the listeners suggested that they changed it to McFly?
I thought he was an idiot for doing that.
And
I'm
now
not
he's
doing this.
His name by default is Gary McFly. Go on.
Right. Well, maybe if there's a good suggestion...
Keep them coming in, please. 81199, we can do this afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so loads of suggestions for Chris, my friend. He just doesn't know what to do with his hair right now. On which celebrity picture he can take in to the hairdresser and say, can you do my hair like that, please? Chris should be on the phone now. Hey, Chris.
I really don't know why I'm here.
Where are you, in the hairdresser?
Just outside.
Okay, pop in.
I've literally just put my head through the door, said hello. It seems that you must have already gone and visited them. It sounds like this has been something you've been actually working towards all day.
I don't know what you mean. So some of the suggestions from the listeners include Dave Grohl.
Right.
I'm not sure that's really
what,
you.
What is that?
It's just rock hair.
All right.
I don't think you've got enough hair to be Skrillex. You really should have grown out a bit more and then that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is one. Mr. T.
That's not happening.
Sean Paul Mohawk. You know that hair that Sean Paul's got at the moment?
None of these are positive. None of these are sort of serious. People actually seriously caring what I look like.
It's none of those either. So don't worry about that, okay?
All right. Okay, well, that's good.
But from all the suggestions, I have now selected one celebrity and they're going to make your hair look like that celebrity. Now, only listeners will be able to hear this. Chris cannot hear this at all because I've put it on a thing where he can't hear. So it'll just be the listeners at home that'll be able to hear. So you won't know whose hair cut you're going to get.
Right, okay.
All right? So, yeah. Listeners, this is who the celebrity that Chris is going to have his hair like today, hopefully, if they can do a good enough job. Chris can't hear this.
Simon Cowell.
Actually, I can hear it. I'm not doing that. I heard that.
How did you hear that?
I'm not doing that.
Oh, rubbish. The one that didn't speak said that that would work and you wouldn't be able to hear it?
I'm not doing... Not Simon Cowell.
Right, so... Well, you said you didn't know what to do with it. So, hopefully, Chris will be back with his new Cowell hair in about half an hour from now.
Simon Cowell.
Did you hear that again?
Yes.
Oh, that's not working, is it?
No.
All right, okay, well, I'll let them get on with it, I think.
So...
I am paying for this, it's fine.
What, you think I should be grateful?
Yes.
Simon Cowell.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh. Okay, right, I'll speak to you in a minute.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what have I done? This has escalated. So at the moment, my friend Chris is having a new haircut, and we picked one out, which celebrity he should look like, and we decided that it was going to be Simon Cowell. Now, I've sent him to the hairdresser over the road from Radio 1, and I've just found out that they actually have cut Simon Cowell's hair before, so it's Simon Cowell's hairdresser. So no better place than to get the Simon Cowell look. I didn't know this before. So I reckon it could look quite authentic. Hopefully he'll be back soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, so my friend Chris is back. Hi, Chris. I'm not looking at you.
You've gone too far this time.
Chris took a picture in... We're going to take a picture of Simon Cowell, but then I kind of played it to you down the phone and you heard it and it went wrong. But we're just talking about people. More people should take pictures of celebrities in and say, could you make it look like that, please? Jonathan's been on. He took a picture of Gary Barlow into his hairdresser and they did it. More people should do it. Don't be shy. So Simon Cowell was their aim. Apparently, they have cut Simon Cowell's hair before.
You won't even look at me.
I can't look yet because there's going to be a big reveal where I need to see it for the first time. Okay, so does your hair look like Simon Cowell's hair? I'm going to move my hand away from my face. Now. Oh, my God.
It's gone too far.
Oh, my God.
I knew.
Oh, no.
I don't know why I listen to you anymore.
Oh, no. Stupid.
I just walked down the road like this as well.
Please go online. Right, have you had a picture taken?
I think so, yeah.
Go online now or check the radio on Twitter. At BBCR1 is Twitter.
Going to the football tonight.
Are you?
Well, to watch it, yeah.
In a pub.
I look a joke.
Go to the Radio 1 Facebook.
I look like a shoddy impressionist.
They have done it really good, though. Yep, holding a picture up of Simon. It's the same with the two little tufts and everything.
Geez. It's just not cool.
I quite like it on you. Now I'm used to it.
No, I don't. This is ridiculous.
I do. I like it. I'm trying to make you feel better. Right, take the headphones off. Let me see. Oh, it really is him. Did you get papped outside? If you wore sunglasses and called people darling.
Funnily enough, I didn't get papped on the way in, no.
No. That is brilliant.
Put the picture up.
Go online now. You can see that they've done a really good job. Thanks, guys, for that. That is awesome. I think it's... I do really like it. I'm not going to lie.
What, you think it's a keeper?
I think it...
No way.
I think it is...
This is the worst thing I've done. And I have to do a few things on your show. And it's just... I don't know why I listen to you anymore. This was a bad move.
Don't be annoyed.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I've missed this. It's time for my... Show and Tell. This is where each of us brings something to the class to share, like at school. Now, Chris, I'm going to make it up to you for making you have a Simon Cowell haircut today.
Okay.
I promise that you might get a free holiday with my show and tell. This is entirely possible. You up for that?
Well, yeah.
Now, I found this website, and I think this, everybody, listen up, could be the future of dating. Ethically, I think it's questionable. But please listen and let me know what you think. I reckon there will be loads of people that are up for this.
Are you attractive but you don't have the money to travel?
Is that you? I would say yes. You've got your new hair.
Right.
Which I think is stylish.
Yeah.
But you don't really have many monies.
No. No.
You have no bobs.
No.
No. Hopefully you will get paid soon. But let's not go into a Chris Moore's rant here. So
that sounds like that's aimed at me.
This is you.
Are you attractive, but you don't have the money to travel?
Yeah, you'd like to travel more.
I haven't got the monies.
Yeah, no monies. This is for you, I think. Listen.
What if you could travel around the world, stay in 5-star resorts, dine at top-rated restaurants, and do the fun things travelers do, all for free?
What would you say to that?
I'd say it sounds like there must be a catch at some point, but no, I'm very keen on that.
Up for this?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, listen on.
There are thousands of frequent travelers who hate to travel alone. These generous travelers are doctors, lawyers, bankers, athletes, executives, entrepreneurs, and millionaires who are looking to travel with an attractive person like you.
You see what's happening here?
Am I hearing this right?
So this is how it works. You sign up, and on this website, there are two different types of people. There are generous people. They're the ones with the monies, but can't get anyone to go on holiday with them.
Like you.
I can find people to go on holiday with me. Rude. So there are generous people. And look, don't have
And then
this.
There's attractive
then
people.
Then there's attractive people, okay? And that's you, Chris.
Right.
Hot with your new hair, but skint. Yeah?
Where is this going?
I want to sign you up.
Best of all, they have the money and they are willing to spend it on you.
Yes, they are. Very soon, you could have an entrepreneur spending their cash on you. Now, it does sound a bit dodge, but I'm not sure.
Right. But all I have to do is be attractive.
Yes. And then you have to meet up with a generous person and go on holiday with them, even though you've never met them.
Life is short. And there are many places to see. So what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for, Chris?
I'm still... Well, I say the catch, but...
Yeah. Now, I'm not entirely sure what happens here. I don't know if it's only girls who are the attractive ones and the generous ones are the blokes. And
it's sounding that way.
I don't know.
It's definitely sounding that way.
I mean, let's say if there was a generous bloke who wanted to go on holiday with an attractive person like you, how would that be?
This is all getting a bit weird, mate.
But imagine how generous he is.
Right.
And imagine how attractive you are to him.
But if you're saying the attractive people are mostly girls, that kind of rules me out.
Well, I'm going to say, okay, so if it is that way, where it's blokes who are the generous ones and girls who are the attractive ones, would you be up for dressing like a woman
no,
for a week?
No, I'm not. This is... No.
Just so you can go to Mauritius.
I've done it. No. I'm ruling this one out right now.
Now boarding.
No. Did you get this made up yourself?
This is not made up.
Is this real?
No, I genuinely think this is real. And a nice entrepreneur could come along and change your life.
If I wear a dress?
If you are prepared to dress as a woman for a week, listen to the kind of people you could be having.
There are thousands of frequent travelers who hate to travel alone. These generous travelers are doctors, lawyers, bankers, athletes, executives, entrepreneurs, and millionaires who are looking to travel with an attractive person like you.
Now, the thing is, when it gets down to it, it won't get down to it, because they won't ever know you're a bloke. You have to do Rudy's. You just have to go on holiday with them.
Do what?
Rudy's.
Right.
So, that's my show and tell.
Wow. I've never felt so nervous during a show and tell.
I know. Or generally during one of these shows. I know there's been a lot to take in today on the show, so have a little think about it. I know you've just got your new Simon Cowell hair right. And stuff, so, like, obviously it's just like bam, 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 one thing after the other. But, you know, have a think about it.
Life is short, and there are many places to see, so what are you waiting for?
Can I sign you up, please, dressed as a woman?
With the Simon Cowell hair?
Yeah.
This is. I need Becky here. This is the problem when she goes.
Now boarding.
No, not so keen. Not so keen.
Please, just to see what response we get back. There's so many generous entrepreneurs waiting for you.
Right.
Right. Okay, well, have a think. I'm going to play a song.
It is a bit Pretty Woman, this.
It is a little bit. But like I said, no Rudy's. Just right. A lovely holiday in the sun. Imagine how much you like that.
I like the idea of the holiday.
Do you know who you are?
Who?
You're Julia Roberts.
No, I'm not Julia Roberts.
You are, though.
I'm not wearing the dress either. That's not happening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I'm thinking, with this website thing, the whole I'm really rich, I'll take you on holiday thing seems a bit seedy to me, so why don't we just bypass this website altogether and just put it out there. If any of our listeners are going on holiday soon, and maybe you've got room for one more in the tent or caravan, and you're up for taking my friend Chris here with you on your family holiday, I can promise you absolutely no Rudy's, and you, listener, can be the generous person, and Chris here can be the attractive person. That's better, isn't it?
Well, it's nice if I get a free holiday out of it.
He'll do
for
anything
sure.
for a free holiday, but he won't do that.
Yeah, no Rudy.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Hi, Greg James.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
How's your holes?
Good, thanks.
Yeah?
Yes. I'm just continuing talking in this voice.
I love Chris's hair so much.
Do you like it?
It's the new me.
The thing is, I'm trying to fan it out a bit. It needs to just...
He's not happy with it.
It needs to be more Simon Cowell. Kind of, there's almost a centre parting that needs to be there.
Right. It's very east-west. If you like, you do the top front bit.
I did pay for that haircut.
Did so you?
Yeah.
And I decided who he should have, and I think the cowl look suits him. It goes back to what we were saying before. If you just tuned in, I once used to take a picture of Philip Schofield into the hairdresser and say, "Could I have it like that, please?" And I think more people should not be shy and should take a picture of their favourite celebrity into the hairdresser and say, "Make me look like that." And that's what we've done today here with Chris.
Mm. I admitted a little while ago on my show that sadly, because I found a picture of myself on Facebook that I quite liked my hair in.
Yeah.
I took a picture of that in.
Did you?
So you took a picture of yourself?
Oh, my God.
No, because I went, look, I can't get it like this again. So I went, look at this. We did last time. It was really, I liked this. Can you do it again? So that's what I do.
Was it done. The same place?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's a bit weird. You took a picture of yourself in.
My favourite celeb.
It was only on my phone.
I like him, you know, that Greg James.
I'm an egomaniac.
Yes.
No, but I had it on my phone. I went, oh, I'm going to say, look, this photo of me, can you make me look like this?
I love that. Hey, now it's time for this. And thanks for playing along with us, Greg.
That's right. What's occurring?
It's the return of Oh, What's Occurring. I can't make a note of all of your points, so let me know how many you've got so far. Harry in Scarborough says, I can't remember if I've got 60 SMPs or 70. Well, write it down. He says, can I just pretend I've got 65? No, absolutely not. Write them down, please. Here's your first Oh, What's Occurring situation.
Oh, what's occurring?
The first one is a simple missing words round. So I've got three clips from the news for you both, and for you if you're playing along. Just tell me what word we've taken out, and you get 10 points for each one you guess correctly. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, first of all, on the missing words round, or Oh, What's Occurring, let's head over to the tennis. But what's the missing word here, peoples?
And Andy Murray is preparing to play the man he calls one of the toughest to ever play the game. Murray, up against Rafa Nadal today, he says he'll try and make the Spaniard himself.
So, from the tennis there.
I'm no good at this game.
Just one missing word. But what is it?
Can I hear it again quickly?
Sure.
And Andy Murray is preparing to play the man he calls one of the toughest to ever play the game. Murray, up against Rafa Nadal today, he says he'll try and make the Spaniard himself.
What can that word be, everybody? About tennis, Andy Murray.
I'll go for a serious answer. We'll go for better himself.
Better himself?
Stop thinking of the rude word.
It's almost impossible not to. Play
himself. So
brilliant.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes, that does. So, Greg says better. Chris says play. Let's find out the actual missing word.
He says he'll try and make the Spaniard doubt himself.
Doubt himself.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense than better.
It does. Oh, yeah, if you said doubt, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Ready for your next one?
Yes.
Let's go over to the sports news now on BBC Radio 1. That's this station.
We have to concentrate what the f*** was in the next game and put the ball into the goal.
Now, it's very, very quick, so I'll play that to you again.
We have to concentrate what the f*** was in the next game and put the ball into the goal.
What's the missing word there? I don't know who that is.
I'm going to go finish.
Chris says finish. Greg says...
Focus.
Focus.
Good one.
Let's find out.
We have to concentrate, we have to focus on the next game.
Yes!
Obviously. Oh, come on, Chris.
Brilliant.
Well done. 10 Scott Mills points for Greg James.
That's my first 10.
Yeah, ever.
That's my first official on the show 10.
Write it down.
Right.
Because I can't be responsible.
But I did add that to my 100 that I've got unofficially.
How have you got them unofficially?
Well, just by playing along.
Oh, so that's fine. They still count.
But you don't get official ones until you're on the show, surely?
No.
About 10.
Okay, now we head over to 5 Live again. And it's on their news. But what's the missing word here?
Women are having jobs.
So, just one word there. I'll let you hear it again.
Women are having jobs.
What's the missing word?
What? I can't stop thinking about them. I would say.
Sure you can't.
Say again.
Again?
Yeah.
Women are having jobs.
Just one word there. I need the answer.
More.
More jobs.
Greg?
No.
No jobs. Jobs.
Yeah.
So Greg
nose
says.
Nose, boob. 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 Boob.
Okay. So Greg says boob jobs.
Final answer.
Chris says more.
More.
Let's find out.
Women are having toe jobs.
There we are.
So of course.
They get manicures. Pedicures, of course.
I see.
On their feet, as in...
Women are having toe jobs.
So, Chris, no points there. Oh. Greg, 10 Scott Mills points. Your next round of Oh, What's Occurring is coming up.
Oh, What's Occurring?
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's now time for the second part of...
Oh, What's Occurring?
This next game is called... You said it, now you get water in the face.
Catchy.
It's very simple. I'm going to give you both a category, Chris and Greg. So it could be something like British post-war prime ministers. It could be movies of Brad Pitt or members of Take That. You each take it in turns, naming something from that particular category. So if it was... Members of Take That, let's say, and we start with you, Chris. You'd say,
"Oh God,
member Howard. Of Take That." What
is he one? Howard.
Yeah, Howard.
Is he's
Howard
one.
Is.
Yeah. Then Greg, it would be your turn.
Mark,
and then
I'd say Jason,
Gary.
I'll say the other one.
Oh come on,
come know. On!
Think about
Robbie
it.
Robbie Williams, that one.
That's right. But here's the twist: in each round, there is one person that you are not allowed to say. But you don't know who that is before we start. The listeners will hear who it is, but you won't hear it. We call it the water word. You like that? The reason being, if you say it, you get a cup of water in the face. That's why the game is called You Said It, Now You Get Water in the Face. Both our boys are wearing protection. They've got goggles and also sou'westers.
It's very exciting to wear these because I've seen these many times on Innuendo Bingo the Jewel.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm actually wearing it for the first time.
So let's say the water word in the Take That category, which we just did as a practice, was...
Robbie Williams.
You didn't hear that, did you?
No.
No. But who said Robbie Williams first?
Me.
Oh, no, but that doesn't count as... You can't... we're practicing with the...
That was the water word.
Greg definitely said it.
Yeah, okay. But don't we need to practice with the water?
Greg definitely said it.
Oh,
yeah.
So Red, there you go. There, Greg just got one in the face there.
That is...
Cold?
Over my crotch.
So. Oh, hello.
That was a bit harsh. One that doesn't speak, can you not be the one that doesn't throw water as well?
Okay. We'll cover up your bottom half, love.
No.
Now, it's time for the first actual round. That was just a practice of... You said it, now you get water in the face. Okay, so here is your category, everybody.
Oh, it's in my goggles, like what happens on holiday.
Oh, no. He'll go up your nose in a minute. Okay.
Quick, do a spin in the sea.
English.
Oh, those are my ears.
English Premier League football teams. Yes. And for our listeners, but not Chris and Greg, because they can't hear it, here is the water word. This is the team. This is the team that Chris and Greg are not allowed to say.
Arsenal.
There we are. Did you hear that?
No.
Good. So, Chris and Greg.
Oh, this is...
Take it in turn.
What if we take... We don't... Can't remember enough of them. Do we get water then anyway?
No. I think you are saved. So, name Premier League football teams, but neither of you are allowed to say...
Arsenal.
Are you sure you didn't hear that?
No.
Didn't hear what?
If you say that team, you get the water in your face. In, you said it, now you get water in the face. For 10 Scott Mills points, simply predict which of them will say the water word and get water in their face. Who will mess it up? Get it right, and you get 10 Scott Mills points. Go! Premier League football teams.
Okay, deep breath. Arsenal?
Oh, Greg, that was the first one. Water in the face.
Game over then.
Is that it?
They've got one more round.
Oh, God.
Okay. Are you sure you're not hearing?
No, why would I say it if I heard it?
Okay.
I would say anything but Arsenal. Don't throw again.
This category is... Members of One Direction. And this, for people at home, is the one they mustn't say.
Harry Styles.
Right. Chris.
Did you hear that?
You are not... You're going first.
Yeah?
You are
Harry
going first.
Harry Styles.
For everyone at home, that's the one they mustn't say. Okay, for 10 Scott Mills points, just predict which of Chris or Greg will say...
Harry Styles.
And get water in the face. Members of One Direction, go!
Zayn.
Louis.
Niall.
Ah! No, I think it's going to be...
I think I know. 50-50 now.
Harry Styles.
Greg!
Greg said...
Harry Styles.
So if you predicted that, and you get water in his face. Are you going to be all right now?
I've got to do a show now.
I know. It'll be fine.
It's, gone in my pants.
That's it?
Yeah.
Can you feel that little sensation? Oh, it has as well. Don't open up your pants for everyone to see. Okay, good. Greg James, a little bit wet, but he's with you next on BBC Radio 1. And that was You Said It. What was it called? You Said It. Now get water in the face. We need to rethink that.
So catchy.
I'll see you tomorrow at 1.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.